Today, between master and disciples, Akahi, a breatharian from Ecuador, will be presented in Spanish and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace, Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. En las escrituras se suele hacer referencia al cuerpo humano como el templo de Dios. Sin embargo, es un privilegio muy poco común para cualquier alma alcanzar esta morada sagrada que alberga al ser divino, ya que es verdaderamente una bendición poder renacer como ser humano. En varias ocasiones, la Maestra Suprema Chin Hai ha hablado sobre lo inusual de este fenómeno.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah, and with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah, to be able to pick a human birth.
Como el templo viviente de Dios, el cuerpo humano está completamente equipado con milagrosas maravillas que deben ser despertadas en aquellos que están espiritualmente conscientes y tienen fe absoluta en el Creador de toda la vida. Inedia, término en latín para ayuno, es la habilidad humana de vivir sin alimento. Desde tiempos inmemoriales, siempre han existido individuos que pueden sustentarse con prana, o la fuerza vital de la vida. A través de la gracia de la providencia, los inedios, personas que siguen un estilo de vida sin alimentación, pueden captar la energía de la naturaleza para nutrirse.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
Estos individuos son conocidos como aerívoros, solarianos, acuívoros o pranarianos y proceden de todos los estilos de vida, de diferentes culturas y de todos los rincones del mundo. En efecto, las posibilidades y los milagros de esta vida, como nuestro benevolente Creador ha diseñado para nosotros, son interminables. Solo necesitamos conectarnos internamente para reconocer nuestra abundante magnificencia como hijos de Dios. La Maestra Suprema Chin Hai ha recomendado una serie semanal en Supreme Master Television para presentar a aquellas personas del pasado y el presente que han escogido vivir en la tierra sin alimentarse. Que sus historias espirituales los cautiven, que sus corazones se abran y sus horizontes se expandan. Ahora les invitamos a acompañarnos en la primera parte de nuestro programa de tres partes, Akahi, un aerívoro de Ecuador, en Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Este programa trata de la posibilidad del aeroborismo, o vivir sin comer alimentos, y no es una instrucción completa. Para su seguridad, por favor no intente dejar de consumir alimentos sin la guía adecuada de un experto. Hola, felices televidentes. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Hoy viajamos al bello país de Ecuador, en Sudamérica, para conocer a Akagi, un aeríboro. Akagi es un bailarín y artista que ha encontrado una felicidad increíble en su estilo de vida sin alimentos.
Before I was a vegetarian, my life was happy too, because I was an artist and I used to travel and I had a happy life. But was another kind of happiness, was a different kind of happiness. It's a happiness but never was complete. I feel happy for moments but never was completely happiness. So I never can say that I'm really happy at those moments. But now, as a breatharian, you are conscious that you are breathing this beautiful love. I call this energy love too. For me, it's love.
¿Cómo evolucionó para hacerse aerívoro? ¿Cómo era su vida antes de que se embarcara en este viaje para tornarse libre de alimentos? Akagi viene de una familia trabajadora. Tiene dos hermanos y una hermana. A todos ellos se les enseñó desde pequeños a ser independientes y autosuficientes. De este modo, él ya estaba trabajando cuando era niño. Akagi cree que la experiencia que ganó de su formación le dio una perspectiva distinta de la vida, pero aún con la libertad que tenía, él no podía encontrar nada que lo interesara. Siempre en el fondo de su mente, él sentía que debía haber algo más que esta vida física.
I was always like waiting for that moment where I can really find my own thing. I thought that there was another way for me, something waiting for me, something what I was to found to, you know.
Durante sus años en la secundaria, Akagi se interesó en la música y el arte, y a los 18 años comenzó a crear y a vender sus propias pinturas.
I realized that it was really fantastic for me to make the painting, like my work, the way how I find my life. So then I started traveling around South America, selling my art, selling my paintings. And into this travel, this journey, all these beautiful things start happening to me, when all this knowledge, this love start coming to my life.
Por favor, sigan con nosotros en Supreme Master Television, Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Regresará en un momento con nuestro programa sobre el aerívoro Akagi.
For me, be a breatharian is be conscious that the source of love exists and that I'm breathing that love every second. So now, it's really happiness. It's full of joy in my heart. I'm conscious that I can do whatever I want. I can be whatever I want. I can have whatever I want. And actually, I'm conscious that I don't need nothing else now. So after this process, I quit eating, and it's beautiful for me. It was like it is. It's still beautiful because it doesn't end, doesn't stop, and every time it keeps growing inside me. This beautiful state of consciousness that made me feel happy every time, made me feel full of joy and gratitude with every breath that I take.
Bienvenidos de nuevo a Entre Maestro y Discípulos en Supreme Master Television. Continuemos nuestra presentación sobre Akagi, un herbívoro de Ecuador. Un fuerte deseo de ayudar a los demás creció dentro de él cuando su compañera se enfermó. Durante ese periodo de tiempo, Akagi cambió sus hábitos alimentarios y de una dieta a base de carne a una dieta vegetariana.
What was your diet like before you become a vegetarian? What kind of food were you eating?
I passed by a conscious process. When I was traveling around South America, I started being a vegetarian. In my family, when I was a kid, they used to give me different kind of food. They wasn't vegetarians. So I found this way as my own way when I started traveling. So I was vegetarian for like 3 years. These steps that I took to become a vegetarian have a powerful resource in my life, because in 2006, my partner, that now is my wife, she had a little physical problem in her body, and we passed through a special moment in our lives with the intention of heal that. And in this way, I have a powerful desire inside me to be somebody who can help the people to be healed. I desire that. I was thinking in that, and I was praying to the God that please permit me to be somebody who can help the people to be healed.
Cuando Akagi abandonó la carne y pasó a una dieta vegetariana, experimentó un cambio increíble e inolvidable.
It was really easy for me to be a vegetarian. I never had problems letting the meat. Then, little by little, this started growing. This wish of being completely healed or completely healthy or completely pure. So that's why I stopped being a vegetarian, to become vegan for a little while, and then I passed to the raw food. So I was eating raw for a few months. It was really fantastic to feel the freshness of the food like that, to feel the energy that the raw food has. There was the first time when I feel myself vibrating in another kind of energy, when I feel myself feeling with another kind of energy coming inside me, some kind of energy that was more light.
A medida que Akagi hizo la transición de la dieta cruda al frugivorismo, su ser físico se expandió de tal manera que él sintió una estrecha conexión con el mundo natural.
I feel this energy lighter, and I feel more light in my body, and I say, wow, I feel really good like this. And then I pass to the fruit. I become fruitarian for a few months, eating just fruit. That was like the best part. I learned to feel the real flavor of the things without the sugar. I feel the real flavor, and I start like appreciating more the natural things that we have, and to respect that too. That take me to respect Mother Earth too. I really love Mother Earth. In some part of my life, I recognize or I feel that I can be connected, or I am connected with all the elements that surround me.
Al eliminar completamente el consumo de alimentos, dependiendo por entero de la energía cósmica para su sustento, Akagi siente una mayor comunión con la fuerza de vida universal.
I'm conscious that I was in communication with the rain, and I feel communicated with the air, with the water. I can speak with these elements, and I can receive information from them, and I can receive like guidance. And what's really interesting for me, because it's like when you start opening your conscience, you start receiving messages. these messages keep opening more and more your eyes. And then is when you start realizing the connection with the Mother Earth and all the elements. And then this connection with the Mother Earth take you to the connection to the universe.
Como resultado de su plegaria a Dios por instrucción y conocimiento para poder ser de servicio a la humanidad, un amigo llegó a su vida en el momento justo y lo inspiró a dejar de comer completamente y volverse herbívoro.
And then I realized that was the possibility to become vegetarian. I found somebody appears in my life. At this way, how I told you that I was asking for people and guides who can make me become somebody who can help the people. This one, my friend, come. He was already vegetarian, so I realized that this is possible. And the first time I hear it, and I accepted, and I say, Raya, I want that. I want to do it.
Después de volverse libre de alimentos, Akagi observó que su perspectiva de la vida también había cambiado. Él redescubrió verdades que transformaron su vida por completo.
I passed by this 21-day vegetarian process, and after that, through this process, I realized that a lot of information wasn't real. A lot of the information that I took as reality wasn't real. So it's like I see the real truth, you know, inside me. Like I found my own truth inside me. And was in this truth tell me that I'm free, that I don't need nothing physical to be alive. This truth tell me that the only thing what I have to have in my life is faith in the love, in this beautiful energy that creates all what exists in the whole universe.
Gracias, televidentes conscientes de la Tierra, por su compañía en este episodio de Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Acompáñenos de nuevo el próximo domingo en la segunda parte de Akagi, un herbívoro de Ecuador. Por favor, quédense con nosotros en Supreme Master Television para ver gente buena, buenas obras, luego de noticias de interés. Les deseamos mucha alegría, amor y tranquilidad. Thank you, Earth Conscious Viewers, for your company for this episode of Between Masters and Disciples. Join us again next Sunday for the part second of Akagi, a Breitharian from Ecuador. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for good people, good works, coming up after networked news. We wish you much joy, love and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.